700 ranch house, and it's out here at the fairground now.
Oh, they just...
They've moved it from its location, the city has, this year.
Good.
And we've also got the same old first old railroad engine that come through here with it sitting there. And the little old cabin's been moved, the city manager has moved out there right lately and sat right close to that engine. And now I can tell you of two men that can tell you when this Santa Fe Railroad come through here, what year it was.
Hmm.
And this was the first engine that ever brought anything through here. It was a freight train, my recollection, they tell me.
My goodness. How'd they get the engine?
Well, it belonged to the Santa Fe Railroad Company. And they gave it back to Carter County. And it's sitting out there now. And some millionaires taking notice, after they gave it to them, they wanted it. County did. And the Santa Fe people gave it to them and brought it up here to them.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was them up to the city to get this moved out to the fairground.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of millionaires taking hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them got about halfway there with it and failed, blowed up, said he couldn't do it, and another stepped in and said, I can do it, and sure enough he did, he put it out there.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Roy. Roy N. started with it. Waco finished locating, putting the word on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mile and a half out there to the fairground. About a mile.
Now, you asked what I was after. I want to know, you heated your house with a fireplace?
Yes.
This I wanted. Log house? This I wanted.
Well, I lived in this log house. This is since I've been grown and married and had two children.
Mm-hmm. Now, some other things.
I lived in that same house 12 years, and during that time I had six children born. In a log house. And you might put something else down. I had nine children born to me and my wife, and there never was one of them born in a hospital.
Hmm. Did you have a doctor for all?
Yeah, I had a doctor. Had a doctor.
Was that, were there lots of doctors here then?
Or? Not too many.
What did you do if you didn't have a doctor?
No, we always had one. Now let's see, this Dr. Bogey and Dr. Gardner was two early day doctors here, territory doctors, in Ardmore, IT.
Hmm.
And my first baby was born 1912, and Dr. Bogey delivered her.
Mm-hmm.
Just had granny women there and heavy, and that's all it was to it, and that was her first one, too. They think now that a woman couldn't have a baby other than being in a hospital.
I talked to a lady who was 93. She had three children. The doctor delivered two of them. Midwife delivered one. She said if she had it to do over again, she wouldn't have that doctor.
She wouldn't have that. Well, my decision when I found out after my first one came that I'd have to have a doctor every time on account of the afterbirth. My wife couldn't pass them. They have to be taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a big difference.
You betcha. My wife could have made it all right with good grandwomen other than that.
Mm-hmm. You said you had a chimney and a fireplace.
Mm-hmm. In this old house.
When did you put the wood on in your fireplace?
When?
What?
Put it right in the fireplace. You saw fireplaces, haven't
yeah.
you? Well, you just put your fire right in, start your fire, and you can, and begin. I tell you what we usually use.